With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
One time, I saw this guy masturbating with my own two eyeballs, right? And the was so fast. Have you ever seen a guy, and I think he forgot I was there. I think he was thought, like, I disappeared for a second, and he went into, like, his home-style jerk, right? He didn't know. He forgot I was there. And it was so fast. I was like, oh, my God, his hand looks like a fucking hummingbird. That's crazy. His hand just disappeared. It was like lightning. The just so fast. I can't even move my hand that fast. And for a second, I was like, holy fuck, this son of a bitch is about to go back in time. It is crazy.
Born November 2nd in Easton, Pennsylvania. She is a stand-up comedian who has appeared on Last Comic Standing and The Bad Girls of Comedy. She's appeared on Fuel TV, The Howard Stern Show, and co-hosted the AVN Awards. And soon you can see her on Netflix in the new Tiffany Haddish stand-up series, They Ready. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, April Macy.
April Macy, what have you been doing besides moving away, getting married, being happy?
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a lot. That's
you.
What I've been doing.
Now I follow you on Instagram.
Being happy and getting married.
Ah, it's unbelievable. Like I'm happy and I'm jealous and I'm everything.
Oh, come on. You know I was about to be a barren spinster. I was on the road.
Who is this fella? Let's talk.
Eggs left. It was time I got married.
And are you living full-time in Florence, Italy?
No, I'm back and forth because my husband's travel banned. I'm back and forth.
Oh, yeah. You said travel ban. Really? Is he a terrorist?
Yeah. No, my husband has lived in Italy since he was 17, but he's Iranian, so we're dealing with the travel ban.
Really? That's
No.
My buddy married this broad.
He's got a filthy passport.
Oh.
He's got a filthy passport that people don't want.
Man, my buddy married this beautiful Persian girl, Iranian.
Yeah.
But my God, was she mean. Jesus Christ, she was so beautiful. And she would light him up. She was very sweet to me and everybody else. But those two, and until you've heard like a guy from London and an Iranian yell at each other and get so thick in their own accents, you realize, I don't know what you two are saying to each other anymore. It doesn't even make any sense.
My husband speaks four languages, and I rarely know what he's saying. I just kind of nod along when he talks to people. But there, Farsi is like a hostile language. Even when they're just like talking peacefully about flowers, it sounds like they're yelling at each other.
Lee always felt that she was talking to her mother or whoever was on the phone. If it was in Farsi, he goes, John, I know she's talking about me. He goes, oh, no, she's saying terrible things about me. I can just tell by the way she's saying it. And I'm like, look, man.
I want to learn just so I understand what the people are saying, but my brain rejects information. It's just swatting away knowledge. I don't understand anything, and I can't retain. I think I know the Farsi word for pear, so if I'm ever in Iran, I can ask for a pear.
How does his family like you? You must be like beautiful,
he's like
redhead.
He's the nicest, most stable, normal human being. It's like me, who's always the whack job. He's just like super balanced. I've never, like, all the guys that I've dated in the past, I was like, oh, this is what it's like to date somebody nice. Like, I can't even believe what animals I tolerated in the past once
right.
I met him.
Right? Because we all want
he's
love.
He's a good human being, and we travel, and he's the sweetest thing. We bought a restaurant because I pushed him into it.
You. So. Too much. This is such a crazy discussion because I know you as, you know, a comedian just always having to deal with that. I mean, I don't even think we've spoken since Craig kicked off.
I know. Do you know I weeped? You know that was right before my wedding? And I was sad. I was like, oh, that's like one of those. Like, it felt like the 80s of comedy died.
Yeah.
Like, he was like the last dinosaur.
Yeah. No, he was suing me for $6 or $8 million bucks when he died, and I still missed him.
I bet. I feel like now I know why. I'm like, he owed me some dough.
Yeah.
I feel bad that I shook him down for my dough.
He owed everybody money. Hell, that was in the lawsuit. And then Johnny said, the lawsuit said that, and he keeps spreading a rumor that I'm not paying the comedians. And I go, well, you're not, Craig. Make me get in my phone and have everybody call me that said you still owe them money for their sets.
No, he did. He owed me money. And then I believed he would pay me back. And my manager was like, he's not paying you
no,
back.
No, never.
I have a princess brain. Stop thinking that.
And I still miss him because he was funny and weird and screwed up and had that Hitler charm that you don't even know why you're enjoying him because you know that in the heart it's not good, but somehow you're following anyway.
I felt like I had some empathy for him. I was like, well, all of them were so messed up. But I was like, something so horrible happened in their household.
Yeah, their dad.
No way. Yeah, that I'm like, what did that dad do to them?
Awful.
That made him, and like I believed, like I just wanted to believe, I was like he could date like a nice like elementary school teacher and change his life around.
Well, remember he was married to Connie for a minute, and she's very nice, and is still nice, but even she was like, yeah, no, I'm out.
Yeah, it was so crazy. I did feel sad for him.
Yeah,
though.
Me too.
Like, I always felt sad for him.
No, I miss
especially
him
towards the end when he was like showing up and like sleeveless shirts and like dirty sweatpants. You're like, ah, crap. Pull it together.
Oh, but he wanted you so badly. My God, he couldn't even hear the words coming out of your mouth. He would watch you so intently when you'd be in the studio that he would have to take his cues on when to laugh from the rest of us because all he could look at was your boobs.
You know what made me sad is that he believed I was his friend. Like, the one time when he didn't pay me, like, he was getting kind of choked up. And he was like, you know, I always really believed you were my friend.
Oh, that's a shtick.
I don't know if he was just full of it.
He's full of it.
Like, but I think in his mind, he kind of did because I was like, I was always nice to him.
Yeah.
And like sent him flowers when his brother passed away. And so like, I did want him to like change his life around. Like I
see you're too good.
Piece of hope in his life.
See, he did the same thing to me when he owed me 15 grand. He was like, buddy, I thought we were friends. We are friends. You still owe me 15 grand. If you want to continue being my friend, pay me the 15 grand.
Yeah, was that, like, sad dying money, though? Like, I feel like maybe...
Oh, he owed me that for 10 years.
I cried because my manager, then we, like, shook him down for the money, and he finally paid me, and I was like, if I knew he was dying, I would
That's true. Yeah, of course. Like, well, no, nobody knew. No,
sad, dead money.
Nah, nobody knew. I'd have, you know what? Against my better judgment, had I known, I'd have gone to him and seen if there was anything I could do. Because there's... Yeah, you can't let anybody just go like that, even if hell, the worst thing he ever did was sue me, and it was an absurd lawsuit to the point where... It was so much fun to read the lawsuit. I actually have a copy of it I keep and show people because it was that kooky. And I actually enjoyed it because it was just perfect, Craig. But that's the last time I saw you, man. I mean, I haven't seen you since then. We got to get you into Kansas City.
No, I would love to get back. I can't believe it. Like sometimes he's one of those characters that you really believe would live forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he's got to like just inject himself with something weird and live forever.
No, it definitely was the end of an era, man. He, as frustrating as that bastard was, like he made me genuinely laugh because he didn't know how absurd he was.
No. Do you think so, on some level?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he had that entertainment part of him. Like, he'd lay stuff out there. Like, here's how I'd know he wanted me to play a call in the air. He'd leave me a voicemail saying, oh, don't play this on the radio. You know, oh. I got you. So, yeah. He'd always have a poor setup, but yeah, there were moments he definitely knew he was throwing himself under the bus for the sake of comedy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, poor Craig.
Listen.
I mean, he wasn't that old, right?
Like, no, he wasn't old enough, that's for sure. No, he was only 65.
Oh, wow. Wait, he was 65?
Yeah, well, yeah, he never told anybody his real age.
Oh, holy schmoly.
We didn't know until he got arrested on a domestic battery charge. And it showed up in the local mugshot paper. And we're like, look at that date on his birth. Because they took.
Well, nobody knew he was a town elder.
No. Well, his hair was only 15.
Oh, my gosh. That squirrel meat he had on top. If he had had a friend, somebody to tell him that was not appropriate.
No. Well, listen, you're a girl who knows beauty. I mean, you always look fantastic, and your husband is devilishly handsome. And you've dated some very
handsome... Oh, my husband... My husband has, like, beautiful Iranian skin, and, like, I'm crumbling. Like, my face is just slowly. I'm like, oh, no, he's gonna age beautifully, and I'm just going to look like a pile of meat just falling off my face, my Polish face.
Now, tell me something, because we're laughing listening to some of your stand-up. You're talking about partners in the past and sexual proclivities in the past. Now, does he ever ask you? And I know there's you don't tell him everything.
I think because he was raised by a single mom and like a strong lady who mm-hmm. like supported the family, like he just thinks I'm cool. And
that's
I'm like,
awesome.
I have no idea what a nerd burglar I am.
Did you tell him about Benicio?
I'm not that cool.
Did you tell him about Benicio del Toro?
What?
Did you tell him about?
No. He doesn't. He's not like other boyfriends. Like guys that I've dated in the past. He just doesn't want to hear about it. And
yeah.
The funny thing is, I don't. And I think our relationship is better because of it. Like, I think in the past, I always, like, divulged all of it.
Yeah.
Thinking, you know, you need to get to know each other. I'm like, geez, like, I don't want to hear about it. I'm not jealous. Like, his ex-wife looks like he was married for 9 years, and his ex-wife looks like Edward James almost. She does. I'm like, oh, God.
How did he jump from Edward James almost to you?
I don't know. I'll send you a picture. She really does. I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't know your ex-wife starred in Stand and Deliver. This is amazing. It looks like she washed her face with firecrackers.
No. Oh, my goodness. Oh, April. Oh, boy.
She cheated on him. Like, she was like this mangled beast, and she cheated. And I was like, oh, God, I didn't even know you were allowed to cheat with a face like that.
have you laid this material out on him?
Yeah, he thinks it's hilarious because she was a cheater, like,
yeah.
And he supported her for years. She, like, never worked. He just paid for her to get, like, multiple master's degrees in the French horn. This broad got to sit home tooting her French horn, eating snacks, and I'm peddling my wiener jokes. She's nonsense. I'm going to murder her someday.
Tiffany Haddish, they are ready. We got to talk about this. So Tiffany Haddish has got this series.
I'm so excited.
This is great. And what a great endorsement of you and well-deserved and much overdue. That endorsement of like, you're ready. You're ready to be an even bigger star, April.
Yeah, I can't wait. It was, and you know what? Like, it's so few people like bring their friends with, you know, some of my friend, she's been my friend for years. Like she hit this fame and success, and then like a lot of comics, more comics should do this where they're like, here are my awesome friends as well.
Yeah. Well, nobody's ever happy, are they? Comedians as a rule, and some are different, like you're different, but mostly two comedians could be always polite to each other. One gets a break and the other one is angry.
Yeah. No, I don't understand that. Like, especially when you see your friends struggle and you know their life and their backstory. Like, I feel like the people that she gave these specials to that she helped along, like everybody is so deserving. Everybody is so funny. Like there was like this lovely camaraderie between all of us. Like everybody was so supportive.
That's great.
And I think it was just really, it was beautiful like to watch everybody shoot their specials. Like it's like me, my friend Ida Rodriguez. It's like you watch your friends struggle or be single moms, or you watch Tiffany's struggles over the years and you're like, well, how can you not be happy for them?
Well, there's, you know, there's two kinds of people in this world. Those are happy for others and those who are miserable. And just my first thought is always good people, man. I love to see good people get ahead. It gives me hope.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it makes me happy.
You throw ladders down to each other. You can't climb a mountain to like alone, or you're probably going to fall and
yeah,
be like my ex who broke both his feet. But you climb together. You keep throwing ropes down.
Well,
and help each other.
But
I can't wait to get to the point where you can be like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, other people I love.
I'm hoping that you and your new husband can adopt me at some point. I can just be an older child.
Oh, please come. Please come to Italy. It's fantastic.
I would love to. Are you kidding? I love the idea that you've got a place and a restaurant. I mean, I would go now. Florence, Italy is on my list because you have a restaurant there. Get lucky, Florence, just so I can show up one day and eat there. Even it doesn't matter if you're not there.
I know. It's fantastic. We're getting a mechanical bull because I've made him. It's actually a mechanical boar because it's more regional.
In Florence, Jesus Christ, the land of these museums and statues and art and history and everything, Florence, Italy. Now,
plan a trip for you. Let me organize, like, you tell me what you love, and then I'll organize, like, the most amazing trip.
I'm in. I just got back from London and Amsterdam and France and a quick trip with a buddy over vacation. And just, I'll jump on a plane and go anywhere, man, especially if I have a friend there.
Yay. Oh, I have a list of, like, a million recommendations.
I'm so happy, April. By the way, how's your mom?
She's growth crazy.
Yep, still painting.
Crazy. She did behave at my wedding, so that was good. There was no falling down.
She didn't drink a box of wine and just fall down?
No, she did. She did. Like, we did separate catamarans for our bachelor and bachelorette party, and so my husband Arya swam over to mine to, like, meet all my friends, and I had stuck my family on his because he didn't have enough friends. I was like, you take Stan and Karen and the rest of my family on yours and make it not as fun. And I'm going to take 20 of my girlfriends because they're wildly supportive and amazing and all flew to Santorini, Greece. So he flew to mine and there was, like, cheering and, like, a few of the guys swam over, smoked some weed, went back. And then I swam to his boat and my mom and her fiance were fighting and I had to scold them like a child. I was like, hey. This is Aria's boat. You will not ruin his energy for the day. He's all wildly drunk and screaming, just ruining his boat experience.
What were they arguing about?
They were arguing because my dad was there and my mom's fiance felt like my mom was paying too much attention to dad. And he was jealous. I was like, hey. The man's wobbly with BD. She doesn't want to sleep with him. He's like riddled with diabetes.
Well, why would you put your dad and your mom divorced with their new boy? Like, that seems like you should have kept one of them on your boat.
My mom and dad get along really well, and there was kind of no choice. Like, I think you have to be accommodating when it's, like, it's my wedding. Just be on your best behavior and, like, enjoy your vacation. You're on this beautiful luxury catamaran just gobbling food and swimming in the Mediterranean. Like, they should have been happier. It's how I feel about friend success. You should just be happier for them. And then, like, my mom and my dad are, like, completely amicable now. It was her fiance, I think, that was like, well, my dad's, like, wobbly. So my mom's trying to make sure he doesn't fall down on a boat.
You know, you've become
the
Meghan Markle of comedy.
Yeah. No, I hope that doesn't happen. It'll be my brother. It won't be mine.
You'll have to ban
my mom and dad. They're reasonable. But they're going to be furious. I talked about them on my special.
I can't wait. I can't believe
you talked about me. I'm like, I can't believe I had the childhood I did.
And is she still painting all the time?
Yeah, now it's a lot of wildlife. She's trying to, like, trying to sell her paintings now, so she's like, people like birds. I'm like, all right, we'll start painting birds then.
She's branched out, because before she would only paint was it Barbara?
No, it was Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton, that's right. Sorry, Bolton.
She was painting a lot of portraits, but I don't think, you know, people want, she is right. People like paintings of their dogs, people like painting, but she, like, started a YouTube. She's like, I'm going to be a YouTube star. She started a YouTube channel. And Karen Zima, artist, everybody. And she just, like, she taught herself how to edit. As a 64-year-old woman, I think that's pretty impressive when I can't figure out, like, my iPhone. My new iPhone. My mom's teaching herself editing skills.
Oh, I just pulled up one of your mom's paintings of Michael Bolton in, like, a cape and like, a castle behind her. And your mom is in his embrace.
I told her that. I feel like the Michael Bolton paintings are way funnier.
They're great.
Sell Michael Bolton art instead of, like, pictures of dogs.
Oh, look at this. Look at that Michael Bolton.
Oh, my God. That's knee-deep in time, love, and tenderness.
I want a picture of Michael Bolton. That's fantastically effed up.
Meet you with Michael. I have many Michael Bolton ideas. Would you like to be with Michael Bolton on a magic carpet?
Yeah,
would you like to be with him? So many Michael Bolton.
Oh, could I want to be either... Since I could ride on the back of Michael Bolton's motorcycle, or he could ride on the back of mine, or we could both be on a horse or a unicorn.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, motorcycles are fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With a scarf. I feel like he definitely has to have, like, a scarf that gets wrapped around.
I Are you kidding? I'll put it in my living room with a light on it.
Oh.
I love it. Oh, don't tell your mom I'll pay for it. I'll commission it.
All right.
How does she feel about like a Pegasus flying with Michael Bolton?
A Pegasus would be nice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what? His hair blowing.
I would like to be wearing an Evel Knievel jumpsuit. We could be making a jump on the motorcycle, but Michael Bolton could be in his Michael Bolton clothes.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Be so good.
I encourage it. I've encouraged Michael Bolton for a very long time.
And what's the fascination?
I think it looks like her high school boyfriend, the one that got away before she married my dad, who she referred to as Watermelon Head.
Watermelon Head. That's something. That's really something, man. Why? I assume he has a big head.
He has a giant head. It's truthfully one of the largest heads you've ever seen. It's just this big Polish head.
Oh, I got a buddy like that. Where it honestly, I don't know whether I'd like $1,500 or his hat full of quarters.
Oh my gosh! No, my dad. It's like I have a pretty large head for a woman, but it's nothing. Apparently, the one time my dad went into a bar and a bartender just handed him at the time like whatever he was drinking, like an old fashioned with, you know, a twist of lemon. And my dad was like, how did you know what I drank? And then the bartender was like, oh, your friend was here before. And he said, when the man comes in with the largest head you've ever seen in your entire life, give him this drink. Oh. And he's like, I couldn't have imagined a bigger head coming in.
Oh, my God. Like, you need to introduce Zika into your family somehow.
Crazy, but apparently big heads photograph well.
Oh, it's so funny. That's so fantastic. What a crazy, weird childhood you had.
No, it's super weird.
And you
are. Weird, but it made me funny. I wouldn't trade it. That's the thing. Like, you know, I got a pretty cool adulthood out of it.
Yeah. No, me too, man. I had a weird childhood. And it wasn't like abusive. My parents didn't burn me with cigarettes, but we were a weird white trash family, lower middle class, just hanging on in a neighborhood we probably didn't belong in one of those little split levels. I mean, I literally swam in a trash can because we didn't have a swimming pool.
Yeah, no, we had a suite above ground, but I feel like we were always on the brink. There were always like collection people calling, and I remember the one time my mom yelling at them. She was like, "I don't know why you guys gave us credit anyway."
It's their fault. It's their fault. That's genius. Oh no, it was much more white trashy. My mom, because they'd always call it at dinner time, and so my mom would not want my dad to know that we were behind. She would hide that from him, so I would know. She'd give me the look. The phone would ring, and I'd get up and go to the bathroom, and I'd go into her room, and I'd answer the phone like a little kid and be like, no, my mommy and daddy aren't here. Like, they're like, well, you better tell them because we're going to come take your house away.
I can't tell you how many like crackhead cousins I have, but we had a double butter knife stabbing on Christmas.
All right, tell me. I got to know. Double butter knife.
A double butter knife. One of my crackhead cousins tried to stab my horrible uncle, and then my mom deflected, and she took the second butter knife to the arm.
Oh. Oh, no. And it went into her arm?
Yeah, it didn't go in. It's a butter knife.
Yeah.
It left a soft bruise. Really?
I had an aunt, a great aunt, who wasn't really my aunt. She was married to my uncle, who was really my uncle, but then left him for his best friend. And somehow we all stayed I didn't think about it when I was a kid, but I'm like, hold on, she cheated with Uncle Bill's best friend, and now I call him Uncle Sam? I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. But they would come over, and she liked a drinky-drinky, and I suspect there may have been some pills involved because she wet the couch at Christmas.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My mom did them at Christmas when we were playing Cranium. She was chasing my uncle around the living room. Mm-hmm. And then she just peed her pants a little. But she claimed to have a tilted bladder.
I'm so using that.
I have a tilted bladder.
I don't even know what that is, but I think you're just an alcoholic. Code for alcoholic.
My mom flipped the seat cushion when she got up to go to the bathroom. We all realized that it was all wet. And my mom just looked at the room and said, nobody says a thing, and just flipped the cushion. I'm like, what? What? Yeah. Never ending.
We had a lot of front lawn fights. I don't know how many front lawn fights you have, but there was a lot of tussles. had a tough hole in the front lawn.
Oh, the best, man. I had to finally stop going to holiday stuff because I didn't know whose kids were whose anymore. Like, my brother's been married so many times. I'm like, which one? Hold on. Who is this? And then you think some kid belongs to somebody. Turns out it doesn't belong to anybody. They're just watching them that day. And my brother brought home one guy who fell asleep on the couch after dinner, hand down his pants, snoring, farting on the couch. I'm like, who is this hobo you brought? It's a never-ending revolving door of new faces over there.
Oh, my God. My Aunt Susie, the one time, this is when I was dating my ex, there was a lot of farting going on.
Yeah.
She kept blaming it on, I got my new dog, Don Lickles, and she kept blaming it on the dog. And then all of a sudden, I heard her son go, Mom, that wasn't Don Lickles. That's embarrassing.
My brother, his second wife was a stripper out of this place called Tango's, and when he got married, they had the reception in this little town in the town center, the little hall they had there. But the DJ they'd rented, and now he kept it from my family that she was a dancer. But then he literally gets on the mic and goes, and now the dollar dance. And I start to laugh and cry and choke at the same time. But now I'm the weirdo because nobody else knows that she's a stripper and every one of her bridesmaids are strippers. It was beautiful. Strangely enough, that didn't last. But 16 years later, we're at that big Rockfest concert we put on. I see my brother walking up. He's got a young man with him that I instantly understand is a Caprifoli, that is part of my lineage. There's no mistaking he is one of us, but I've never met him before. Turns out when the stripper left my brother, she didn't even tell him she was pregnant because she didn't want him around anymore. And then 16 years later, my brother, who doesn't tell me he's bringing this kid, walks straight up with somebody, and I have to make that adjustment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Holy crap.
It's a genius. And he's a good kid.
That is remarkable.
Yeah. No, we've...
Wow.
The white trash rolls deep, April Macy.
Wow. Yeah. No, I grew up with a whole lot of cuckoo, but I like it now.
Yeah.
I'm like, it gives me a wealth of jokes.
Sure.
And I think it does make you, a cooler person.
It does. It's a good fuel.
When people look at me horrified with my stories, people that grew up with homemade pudding in their fridge are always the most boring. I tolerate you for 5 minutes of conversation before I need to lay down and get a mat and take a nap.
Yeah, I know. It's, unless you've had the mom that turns, 2% milk into skim milk into something else by watering it down as you eat, or you've carried, your lunch in a giant grocery bag to school. It's all joyful.
Yeah, you got to add water, shake the shampoo.
yes. I love you. I hate that you got married and you're happy now. I'm happy for you, but now I'm very happy for you. I'm slightly jealous because you're so fantastic.
Oh, he is such a good human.
I know.
Just wiggle him into this country.
Yeah.
I had to work on this Netflix special just to get a visa. I'm hoping my Netflix special gets me a visa. Truthfully, I'd rather just keep our place there because...
Golly.
I like Italy.
So why I understand his passport is Iranian, but I mean, that doesn't get you on the no-fly just by itself, does it?
No, it's 100% ban on Iranians. Like, we're just, it's 100% ban. Like, his mom was denied a visa to come in. His sister's a citizen to come and see her grandkids, people are, and she's been here like 30 times.
That's crazy.
Like, what is this old woman that wears a house coat going to do? She lays out walnuts every morning and makes you drink hot tea with chia seeds. What is she going to do?
But you get along great with his family.
Yeah, they're very, they're all very, very nice people.
That's
nice. Super, super, super sweet. It's, I feel like I had to shake out a few friends. There's, as a woman, you always got to get rid of a few.
Yeah. Well, it's weird.
Really sad. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was imagining your wedding reception. And when I went to the wedding reception for the Iranian family I knew, it was fantastic, nothing but food, happy people. But I was kind of weirded out at first. I didn't realize that the men all danced together like madmen, like crazy. No chicks were even on the floor at first.
Really?
Yeah, they were just dancing like crazy.
We didn't do any of that. He was like, I had that. Like, his first wedding had like 500 people. And he was like, he's like, that wasn't for me or her. He was like, you're feeding these cousins you've never met because everybody wants food. And he was like, I just, like he said, he was like, I just enjoy like what we had a lot more. Like that was more his idea.
Nice.
Like a more Americanized. And he forgot to turn in his playlist for Persian songs. I was like, oh, thank God.
Boy, it's the soundtrack to insanity. Because when they went to Iranian dance music, I was like, Farsi dance music is one of the most insane things I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, it's so annoying. I'm like, haven't you guys heard Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
You know that Michael Jackson's good?
Yeah. I do remember that.
He was like, just do what you want. And I was like, that's how it's supposed to be for the lady. He's like, he had no, other than his suit he cared about, he had like four things that he cared about. Like he wanted, he cared about his wardrobe, and then the bow tie, he wanted to pick that out. And he was like, no, can I just take out my bow tie and my pocket square? And he cared about the catamaran. And he didn't even care that I stuck my family on his catamaran.
No, that's you. You tested the metal on that one. You really did throw it all over there just to make sure it was going to be fine. Because there's no chance I'd put my parents, especially if they were divorced. Like I wouldn't even put my family on in that situation just because I know what's going to happen.
No, he's so good with my family. Like it made me love him that much more. Like he calls my dad once a week just to check on him. My dad's like, "Hey, buddy." Yeah, like he just calls and checks
on
them.
So good.
Like his family, because his sister had just had a baby and she had baby brain, forgot a suitcase, and he was running around helping my family all day. The day there was like 30 of us that were in Italy that were supposed to fly to Greece. Like my wedding was probably only 60 people, but his whole family missed the flight because he had to go back and get a suitcase for his sister. They had to take a train to Rome and then fly out of Rome. And he was like, he picked my dad up. He got him checked out of his Airbnb, made sure he was seated at a cafe with his diabetes feet, got coffee, got my brother a haircut, like was running around, like took my friend Ida, like got her and her family situated.
I give
like,
up.
Made sure they knew his.
I give up. He's incredible.
Takes care of everybody.
I give
he's
up.
Great. He takes care of everybody that's an extension of me.
I approve. I approve, April Macy.
Yeah.
And you have made some dubious choices with love before.
Oh, real stinker doodles. I have made some real stinker doodles in the past.
Let us know. When the Tiffany Haddish Day Ready, when you get a date for that comedy the series, let me know about that. But let's get you into the improv here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I would love that. I would love that a lot.
I would love that. I'd like to see you.
I'm sure we'll have a date soon that I can call you with.
Good. Good, man. And hopefully you'll get your husband. I want to meet him as well.
No, he's a real little snuggle bear. He's a sweet, sweet. He's way more kind than me. Like, I am a lunatic. But he evens me out.
Yeah, that's good. You know what? I completely see that now. I cannot wait to see your comedy special. Tiffany Haddish, they ready, guys. Everybody look for that on Netflix. There's going to be a date announced on that soon. And then again, we got to get you back here.
I can't wait.
Be well.
Looking forward to it.
I've been following you on Instagram. I stalk you a little bit.
I know. We travel.
I know.
Since we opened the restaurant, he has Monday off. So every Monday, I'm like, we rent a car on Sunday night. And then I'm like, we're driving to Austria today. We'll take these like, road trips.
So great.
Today. Or like, but you know, when you're in Europe, you can fly for like $32.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, Ryanair has a.
Oh, it's amazing.
Airfare sale to Malta.
It was literally $100 to go from London to Amsterdam, or the train was four times more expensive. So we just jumped on a flight. It was a 45-minute flight for $100. And that was last-minute booking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll just look in advance. Like, especially if you're there, like, say 2 months in advance, I know I'm going to be there in September. Well, I found a ticket. Like, literally, I think I was in Santorini. I found a ticket from Santorini to Bari for like $30. And then I flew from Bari to, I was like, oh, Poland, I can go for $11.
Yeah.
Why would I not go to Poland? I'm like, I can't even get an Uber to a Walmart for $11.
Although there's the other part of me that's worried about what an $11 ticket airline does with their airplanes.
I think maybe because it's like incentive to get people on these low-cost carriers to like get them there. Mm-hmm. Those airports must have some kind of incentive for like local. I don't know.
All right, I'm sorry for putting that in your head then.
I'm like, oh no, is Wizz Airline not all I thought it was?
All right, listen, stay in touch. I'm serious. I'm going to have Jake reach out to the improv, and there's a new comedy club What's the name of the new place? It's a brand new joint. They're bringing the Comedy Club of Kansas City. It's got a new owner. Troy, that used to work with Craig, is over there managing the place. Owner is super nice as well, man. I bet you can get in there because I know they're bringing Andrew Dice Clay this month.
Okay. All right.
All right, then.
I appreciate it.
Well, I love you, and I'm proud for you, and I'm happy for you.
I love you guys, too.
All right. Stay there.
I'll let you know when old Netflix is coming out.
Excellent. Stay there. Hold on, April. I just realized we were just talking and talking. I was like, oh, yeah, we're on the radio. Because I just, I miss her. She's such a fantastic comedian and a funny human being. So I'm happy that she met a nice guy. She was, oh, my God, long suffering. Like, you know the Dove Davidoff story, mm-hmm. right? When he banged the hooker in her room.
God.
Like,
she deserves nothing but great.
Always.
Sweet.
Benicio del Toro, there was a tawdry night, but she said he had terrible body odor. And now every time I see him in a movie, I think he stinks.
Well, he's a unique individual.
But
anyway.
He looks like he's got the funk.
Oh, yeah. There's something that, like wrong, like dirty, hot like, about him. And then you
apparently,
might have,
that's
a,
correct.
Might have a film on you. And there it is.
He looks like he smells like soup. Beefy soup.
Stinky beefy soup.
Yeah, he does. Like he's hiding bouillon under his arms.
Not quite porridge, but still stewy soup.
She said he was very stinky. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Now that's all you'll see. Because every time he's in a movie now, I think about April. Damn, she had sex with him. And he had the funk the entire time.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.